Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces Humor at Work. So I've got another episode of just random thoughts, ideas, and musings, starting with this one. Here's a great idea to acknowledge different customer needs. A Tesco grocery store in Scotland has added a relaxed, slower checkout lane, intentionally slower checkout lane, for elderly customers or customers with medical conditions. So what can you do to address different customers or changing customer needs in your business? A study of 20,000 nurses in the U.S. over a four-year period found that unhappiness at work is just as bad for your health as smoking, while a Manchester Business School study of 250,000 employees found that low workplace happiness is a risk factor for mental health problems, anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. So are you making workplace happiness a priority in your workplace? Because here we see it again. It matters. So great idea from the Let's Grow Leaders blog. One leader would write a "Why I Hired You" letter, frame it, and give it to his new employees as a welcome gift and reminder of the strengths and commitment the new employee is bringing to the new team. Another reason to encourage employees to get to know each other at a personal level. A study reported in Psychology Today found that when people discovered personal commonalities with each other, such as sharing the same birthday, they were more motivated to work together and performed better on assigned tasks. Marketing guru Seth Godin suggests companies need to spend more time thinking of new products or new services for their customers rather than just looking for new customers for the same old services. And finally, never underestimate the power of the office joker. Leonardo da Vinci employed singers, musicians, and jesters to chase away his melancholy while he painted the Mona Lisa, leading to the creation of one of the world's most famous smiles. Well, and now my fun at work tip. Google cowboy nickname generator to find yet another alter ego name generator to use for your meeting, or maybe just to add a little bit of fun to a Friday. I did it. My cowboy nickname was Mouthy Mike, which, you know, as a speaker, kind of is fitting, I have to admit. And the quote of the week from Mary Tyler Moore. Thanks for all the laughs, Mary. May you rest in peace. Take chances, make mistakes, that's how you grow. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, it is February as I'm doing this podcast, and some of the February themes include Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month, Pull Your Sofa Off the Wall Month, and Spunky Old Broads Month. So if you're a spunky old broad, this is your month, and man, do I like spunky old broads. And there's the usual assortment of theme days up on the old website, www.humoratwork. I've got them all there, so cruise on over there to find them, including days like February 1st is Official Spunky Old Broads Day, World Play Your Ukulele Day, this is the 2nd, Working Naked Day is February 3rd, Laugh and Grow Rich Day, there's a good idea, February 8th. Read in the Bathtub Day, February 9th. Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day is the 11th. The 18th is Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Curling is Cool Day, February 23rd. And the 28th is Tooth Fairy Day. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.